Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Amplify, where our guest this evening is Jim Heaney. He's showing us how to access God's peace, teaching us how to do that, and release fear, anxiety, and stress. And the title of his book is Choosing Presence. And he's making it real easy for me. We're about halfway through the book. And if you're just joining us now, here's what he writes at this point. What have we learned so far? This kind of a summary of what we talked about, not completely, but mostly during the first part of our program. What have we learned so far? We know that our inner conflicts and fears stem from our ego, our unconscious mind. The negative dialogue it generates is fixated on something that happened in the past or something we anticipate happening in the future. It keeps us from encountering God in the present moment because our minds and hearts are somewhere else. And I'm just going to skip around now. Here and there. In God's presence, he writes, we are able to see what's real, and that frees us from our suffering. God is present. God is in the present moment. Therefore, stillness connects us to the love, energy, and power of God's Spirit within us. Presence is first and foremost a spiritual practice. And just one more section here. In my experience, he writes, there isn't a spiritual practice simpler or more powerful than practicing presence. Presence is a spiritual practice that we can do every day, many times throughout the day, to ground ourselves in the moment. Anyone can do it because its foundation is in the breath. Say just a little bit more about the foundation in the breath, Jim.
Yeah, what's so powerful about, as I said, a breath is, as we know, breath is spirit. And it's the simplest yet the most profound way to stop the inner dialogue going on inside of us. Now, it's sort of, look, we could take three breaths, biological breaths, and hey, they may give us some relief. But when we take three conscious breaths, with the intention of connecting with God's spiritual energy, it becomes a very powerful spiritual practice, number one, because it's what God told us to do. And as we experience that power, what we realize is we simply do not have to accept anxiety, worry, or fear. Because it's not our power that is diminishing it. It's God's spiritual energy changing us from the inside. Mm-hmm. Taking us to a true perspective of reality at this moment. And that's how God teaches us. to the peace that flows through the present moment.
In your chapter on inner conditioning, you write about building our foundation on rock, that human beings are creatures of habit. You don't have to be a scientist to know that we're forming a habit of being aware of how we feel inside, and that when we practice presence, you write, we know the path out of suffering, and it is our choice whether or not to follow that path. Fear is always in the future. Inner freedom and peace are always now. And you point out that there are many times in the course of life that we need to work our way back to peace. Tell us a bit about the interplay that you refer to as contrast and choice.
Yes. It's like what's, again, so powerful about the practice of presence is, as we practice it, we become very conscious, very aware of how we feel inside. So when we say contrast, what we're saying is, am I going to accept how I feel when I am unconscious, living through memory or anticipation, creating inner anxiety and fears, or am I going to accept the peace that's always in the present moment? But we're not going to get to that point unless we do it consistently. And that is when we inner condition ourselves. And I might say this. See, initially, it probably takes about 3 weeks to get in the habit of doing the morning practice and taking those three conscious breaths throughout the day. But I'll tell you what. Once you do it for 3 months, 6 months, I would say what's going to happen, like happened to me, I breathe throughout the day I don't know how many times. And not because I'm feeling bad, because I want to continue to feel this inner freedom, continue to experience reality now, not allowing myself, and all of us have the same choice, to build up any unease, which eventually turns into inner chaos.
Yes.
Again, it is the power and the peace of the present moment, and it truly is the most powerful gift God has given us. It's His presence, always.
And it's your belief that our body can alert us when we're slipping out of reality because God's grace is at work.
Absolutely. And again, it's not what we're doing, it's what's being done to us as we bring in stillness. And our body truly alerts us because we know what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. If we don't do it consistently, we're not going to know what we're looking for. And it's like, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't really have time. I don't have time to do that. Wait a second. We actually don't have time not to do it. Because if we don't do it, we're basically allowing ourselves to be taken over every day with inner negativity that we create in an unconscious state. And we truly are not taking the choice that God gave us. And it's simple. It's literally, as I say, it literally becomes effortless.
And we have to understand, as you point out in the book, that God isn't just out there somewhere, but God is with us, within us every day.
Oh, absolutely. And it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. We know that there's, as we become consciously present, there's a power beyond us that is working through us as we become still inside. And just don't happen in your morning practice. Throughout the day, it also happens. Now, there's different levels of presence, but guess what? Every level is excellent compared to being unconscious.
In fact, you write that too often spiritual seekers fall into the trap of trying to think their way to inner peace. They think that the secret lies with someone else, a spiritual teacher or other holy person, and that if they simply study with them long enough, they'll learn the answer to inner peace from them. But basically, you say we have been taught to figure out God in our heads rather than experience God in our being. So the first action is getting to the place where God is in the present, but too many of us don't believe that it's possible, you write, to have that personal relationship with God. And again, don't believe that God's out there somewhere and don't realize that he's really within us.
Absolutely. And he proves that to us every single day as we become more present, as we inner condition ourselves more, as we grow in inner confidence. And he never leaves the present moment. Only we leave the present moment. And we can't think our way into presence, but we can and do think our way into anxiety and worry and stress and lack of self-esteem. We do that all the time. And once we realize we have a choice, it's the beginning of the end of self-created inner negativity.
And it comes back to those three questions. Am I at peace now, and do I know why? If I am not at peace, do I know why? And most important, if I am not at peace, do I know how to get back to peace? And you write that if we can answer those three questions through our own experience, nothing else matters. We are free.
Exactly.
We've allowed God's spirit through the peace of the present moment to free us. And we spend every day proving that again and again to ourselves through the practice of presence. And that's why we're never going back to the way we lived before.
That's exactly correct. Think about it. If we look at that and we go, wait a second, if I know why I'm at peace, and I know why I'm not at peace, and I know how to get back to peace, it's God teaching us and changing our lives from the inside. That's exactly what it is.
You write about resistance being our main obstacle to peace. Tell us a little bit, what is resistance, and how can the practice of presence stop it?
Resistance is accepting. When we accept, when we refuse to accept what is, we are accepting what is not. And that's the heart of resistance. In other words, we know, let's say we're practicing presence, we know that when we practice presence, our day is better, every aspect of our life is better, but what happens to people is they feel so good, and then all of a sudden, well, it's on autopilot. No, it's not on autopilot, because our life is not on autopilot. Our distractions are not on autopilot. It's always coming back to the present moment. And that's one of the reasons, that is the main reason why I made the free app, Practicing Presence a Christian Way, to cut through that resistance. And I really feel, from the feedback I've gotten, and using it myself, and me and my wife, and I really feel that is a excellent solution to our own resistance, because it cuts right through, because it walks us right through the practice and makes it so easy to do with the walk. It walks us through, and it's a very, very pleasant meditative music that just, I couldn't be happier with the outcome of the free app, because that is the biggest obstacle to all of us, is the resistance we put into it. Once we resist change, once we stop resisting change and we inner condition ourselves, I doubt very much if, as I said before, if we ever go back to the way we lived before, because holy mackerel, we've allowed God to stop our inner negativity our inner negative dialogue to the point where it cannot penetrate our presence.
It's powerful. Yeah, you write it. You bring to your book Vanita Hampton Wright. You identify as an author and practitioner of Ignatian spirituality, outlines four ways we resist letting go of old habits and beliefs. First, letting go of old ways of coping with our problems can feel like failure. Second, if we give up existing ways of behaving and coping, if through the practice of presence we drop our judgments about who we are or aren't, what then? Three, we become comfortable and secure in what we know. And four, to practice presence means we have to face reality, to look at our problems for what they are. And most of us would rather deny those problems exist. So concluding from that, you say we're never as stable or happy as we are when present to God's spirit within us. We go from believing to knowing on our way to peace. And when we come down to it, when we end this program, we're probably going to believe that practicing presence sounds ridiculously simple.
True. Yes. You know, I say to people, you know, it is a very simple practice. And people have told me, and I'm doing this many years, you know, it really just sounds like too easy, like too good to be true. And I tell them, I say, look, God loves each of us equally. God gives us access to his spirit equally. That access has to be simple. It can't be just for the few. It can't be an esoteric message that only a few people can actually grasp and learn. It has to be everyone. What's easier than the breath with the intention of connecting with God's spiritual energy? Who can't do that or understand that? It's like Jesus, when they asked him, what is the greatest commandment? Right. And he says, well, the greatest commandment is love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, thy whole soul, thy whole mind, thy whole strength. And he said, the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But then he says, which I think is so powerful, he says, all the prophets and the laws are contained in these two commandments. So if we ever want to say to ourselves, well, am I following the gospels right? Am I being a good Christian? Am I being a good person? Answer that question. Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor? It's real simple. None. And if you had 100 people, 100 people gets it, because it can't be simpler than that or more profound than that. And that's what presence is. It's the gift that God gave us. It's basically God hiding in plain sight.
In the chapter titled The Courage to Stop Negative Thinking and Gossip, the awareness that we take our life situations and turn them into the problem. So what does it mean to stop negative thinking or gossip? How do we become the problem because we have made the problem personal? That happens to us so often. And you write that in essence, the biggest impediment to our peace of mind is our own thoughts. That there's a lot of things that we are addicted to, and one of them you suggest is that we are addicted to a negative thinker. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to come back as I throw these things out at you. We're going to take a break in less than a minute, and so I don't want to get you started, but just trying to go over this particular part of your book, and you consider negative thinking to be a cancer, but that gossip in effect reflects our own inner lives, and when we know something that other people don't know, it makes us feel special, or we simply want to entertain. And you also write that when I am present to God's spirit within within me, I am also fully present to those who are around me. So there's so much here that we can talk about whenever we come back. Our guest this evening is Jim Heaney. We're talking again about his book titled Choosing Presence, How to Access God's Peace and Release Fear, Anxiety, and Stress. Welcome back to Amplify. Just about 20 minutes, last segment of our program. It's been a fascinating conversation with Jim Heaney. We've been talking about his book, Choosing Presence, How to Access God's Peace and Release Fear, Anxiety, and Stress. And one of the last two chapters in the book, next to the last, is titled The Courage to Stop Negative Thinking and Gossip, the Awareness that We Take Our Life Situations and Turn Them into Problems. Jim, tell us a little bit about what is meant by thought chatter.
Well, thought chatter basically is unconsciousness. It's that compulsive thinking going on. I'll give an example. At times, you know, we wake up in the morning and our head is just exploding with thoughts. We're thinking about some problems we may have, some concerns we may have, fears we may have, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about other people. See, what happens, though, is we just continue that compulsive, repetitive thinking all day long. All the thoughts that we have today, 95% of those thoughts we had the day before. It's like we're torturing ourselves because we don't have the awareness of how much inner negativity we're creating within ourselves through an unconscious state. And that really is the core of our problem of having a personal, intimate relationship with God. He's always here now. Problem is, we're not here now 95% of the time.
Why do you consider negative thinking to be a cancer?
Negative thinking, it's a cancer for this reason. When we say negative thinking in the book, we frame it also as gossip. And gossip is a cancer, whether it's in our home, a family, our business, in a church. It doesn't matter where it is. If we allow gossip, what happens is the entire atmosphere becomes negative. And one of the things in my company, this, I've written rules. Gossip is not tolerated. And quite frankly, if we had to let go of 10 people, probably half of them will let go because they couldn't stop gossiping. We don't accept. I don't care how talented an employee may be. If you are hurting another person, you do not deserve to be in a company where gossip is absolutely not allowed. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it's probably one of the best decisions I made. I probably made it 25 years ago, and certainly in my own family. So the negative thinking, it all starts again in that unconscious mind because of all the inner negativity we created. We have no space to love God and love each other if we're filled with anxiety and worry and nervousness and jealousy and envy. That there's no space. Right. It just doesn't work.
Let me read a couple things in this chapter. I want to end talking about the final chapter, We All Want Peace. You write, we get so focused on the readings and rituals of religion that we don't take time to encounter God in our lives. And you have a quote from Reverend Jim Berklow, who writes, we teach them doctrine and dogma for years, And then maybe possibly, if we get around to it, we teach them how to experience God. What we need to do is teach them to experience God first, and then that will make sense or nonsense of the doctrine and dogma. And it seems to me that these words ring so true right now, while so many people aren't going to church because of the, and certainly out in California where you are, it's a real problem, the coronavirus. Yes. This might be, you know, a time for us, to people to understand, not just to know about God, but this is a time for them to know God with the great concern regarding racism in our country, and to be able to reflect on Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God," or you have a quote, as Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner said, "If we as Christians do not experience something, we will be nothing." Amplify wherever you'd like to in what I've just said.
Yeah, and I think that's so true and so necessary to take that to heart, is that so over the years, talking about presence, being in the jail ministry, people have come up to me and said, you know, they've said, I know that I believe in God, and I know he can change my life, but how do I actually access that? How do I do that? They're not saying how to do that. In our churches, unfortunately, we talk about presence a lot, and everything that they say is absolutely true. The only problem is we're not teaching access. Like you just said, it was actually Burko was talking, I believe, about Thomas Hand. He was a Jesuit who said that basically we're teaching them doctrine and dogma, but we have to teach them how to access God and then worry about the doctrine and the dogma. And that's what we're not doing. There was a book published, I believe it's called Intentional Discipleship, and it said basically that 50% or more of Catholics, Christians, don't believe it's possible to have a personal relationship with God. Well, if the only way God told us to have a personal relationship with him was through stillness, and we're not taught to drink in stillness, how does that actually happen?
Hmm. Again, the title of the book is Choosing Presence. The final chapter is titled, We All Want Peace. The practice of presence gets us there, that peace is available to us at all times. And peace is a choice. It's a choice of ours. Tell us a little bit, Jim, about the peace of which you speak. Like, there is a difference between worldly peace and the peace of God.
I think the best way to talk about it is, we know that we want to be happy. Okay, if someone asked me 25 or 30 years ago, are you happy? I would have said, yeah, absolutely. I believe that was. That was worldly happiness, okay? But once I started practicing presence, I realized that happiness is shallow compared to peace. Okay, meaning that when we become still inside, and what happens to us, let's say we start a morning practice, there'll come a time during that morning practice where anything that we thought was so important and so urgent in our life just melts away. And the only thing that is important is the unmistakable calm and peace we feel inside as we become more still. And that's, I think, the best way to explain it. And we all experience it at some level in our life, but we don't experience it consistently enough to have confidence in it.
worldly peace you write, for the most part, is mind-made, and it is temporary. God's peace is eternal, not because we're permanently calm and without conflicts in our life, but because God's peace is always there at the core of our vibrant inner life, available for us if we only allow ourselves to become aware of it. And then, you write, each of us is the treasure of God's spiritual energy. Here you're talking about the hidden treasure from Matthew 13:44. Each of us is that field, and buried within each of us is the treasure of God's spiritual energy. Every time you bring in stillness and connect with your vibrant inner life, God's spirit within you, you will experience then peace. Why do we resist peace?
We resist peace because peace is change. Even though we know it will make our life better, we resist change. It's really that simple. I'll give you a good example. Me and a good friend of mine who's a priest, we're talking about presence. And I could see he wasn't really like getting what I was saying. So I said, look, what I'd like you to do, as we're talking, just take some conscious breaths as you're listening, as we're talking back and forth, and, you know, we continue to talk. And about 3 or 4 minutes into our conversation, he went, I got it. I got it.
Yes.
That's it.
<Right. laughs>
If we practice presence with the right intention, it's as we become still, the experience of presence is unmistakable within us. We do not have to accept inner negativity. It simply is not real. It's created in a false state, an unconscious state outside the present moment.
Mm.
And you only really get it when you experience it.
Yes.
It's like Carl Ratner said, just like he said, if the new Christian doesn't experience something, he will be nothing.
Yes.
It's all God's power. That's what's so wonderful about it. I mean, we can talk confidently about presence because we're not doing anything except bring in stillness, and we all are capable of bringing in stillness, each and every one of us. And God is going to do the same for me, for you, for anyone who brings in stillness with that intention to connect with his spirit.
You're right. When we practice presence, we have moments of calm, serenity, and love that stop us in our tracks throughout the day and give us an instant change in our perspective of life now and how powerful the experience of God's spiritual energy really is. In John 14:27, Jesus tells us, I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It isn't like the peace that the world can give, so don't be worried or afraid. And then you write, why would we resist the very thing all of us want so badly in our lives? And that's a question I guess each of us needs to answer in some way, why we would do that. And you're right, when we are consciously present with the intention of connecting with God's peace inside and all around us, we find that there is little or no resistance because our ego energy has no power over us in the present moment. But we must have confidence in the practice to truly know that peace is available at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without the experience of it, we're not going to have confidence in it. And that really is the heart of it. The heart of presence is that, is the experience of it. And it's by no means difficult. And as I said before, the app just cuts away so much of that resistance and makes it so easy for a person who wants to practice presence. Because the app also reminds us every day when we use the app of why are we really doing this, okay? And why, what is our intention? And why is the intention so important? And it makes it just very easy for a person to practice presence.
And you want us to understand that happiness, which we're all, everyone's seeking to be happy, happiness is shallow compared to peace, which is a taste of the eternal within us. How then do we choose peace, especially if we understand that the kingdom of heaven is God's peace?
Yes, and it's within each of us.
And there for us to take, yes. And there to be discovered in so many ways. I could talk to you for a long time. A lot longer. But the title of the book is Choosing Presence, How to Access God's Peace and Release Fear, Anxiety, and Stress by Jim Heaney, H-E-A-N-E-Y. Thank you very much for spending this time with us tonight. You're a wonderful teacher, and the fact that you practice presence yourself, I think, after we understand what it is, we become immediately aware of the fact that that's something that you must be practicing, and hopefully it's something we will want to do also. So thank you very much, and hope we get a chance to talk more in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Father Ron.
Thank you. Good night. Blessings on you and all of your loved ones.
Good.
All
peace.
Right. Good night. Yes, peace. So there's so much that I wanted to try to finish to answer or to get to in the book. There is a answering your questions about practicing presence. It comes a little later in the book, and he answers some of the most frequent questions people have asked him, and will help then to summarize all that goes in the book before. But let me read this final part from where he writes, making meaning of the message. I believe at the core we all long for God's peace. But at the same time, we tend to be unaware of what is blocking true spiritual peace in our lives. No matter what our individual circumstances are, it is always unconsciousness when we flood our minds with compulsive, repetitive, negative thoughts, emotions, and reactions. And that causes us to lose access to the power and peace of the present moment. There must be some way in which I need to be aware of God's presence with us as we discuss, as I discuss things with an author each time, or especially in the times when we were much more a call-in talk show and people would call with their concerns or with their insights. Sometimes, but to continue, the peace of the present moment keeps us coming back and renews us throughout the day. We won't settle for getting lost in compulsive negative thinking. We know we have a choice. We stop mistaking that unconscious voice in our head for who we are. Our ego no longer has power over us. That is the greatest gift God has given us. His presence now, His peace. Think about that. That is the greatest gift God has given us. His presence now, His presence, peace. He's present with me and you right at this very moment in a very special way, wanting us to be able to feel His love, wanting to be able to give us all the gifts of the Spirit. Presence is not a mindset, but a surrender to the spiritual power of the present moment, which humbles us because we know we cannot do anything meaningful in our life without connecting to God's spiritual energy through stillness. That is when God changes us from the inside, which ultimately changes everything we do outside. So there's people we love to be with, and we often think about them. We pray for them. We should practice then God's presence in our life. That God, through His Spirit, is always present to us, and He connects us to His love and His wisdom, to all His gifts in so many ways. Don't forget then how precious life is, how powerful love is. Tell someone now that you love him or her. Pray for peace as if it depended on you alone, and come back next Sunday and amplify with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.